You know our slogan around here is better practice, better life. But we're taking this belief to the next level. And we've recently announced the creation of a new association. It's called the Best Practices Association. Our association celebrates the mindset that is better practice, better life. This mindset celebrates time, healthy living, personal growth, clinical excellence, and impacting the lives of your patients and your team through intentional leadership. In fact, we are the work-life balance experts in dentistry. The BPA will coach independent dental practices like yours to thrive by sharing best practices and operational habits, behaviors, systems, tools, and insight that lead to profitability and sustained growth, and you can still have a life. So if you're a dentist that wants to surround yourself with great thinkers, let us help you create your own version of better practice, better life. Go to actdental.com/BPA or hit the link in the show notes.
Hi, this is Dr. Kyle Stanley, and you're watching the Best Practices Show.
Hey guys, thanks for watching the Best Practices Show. We take a look at the best business practices from the best dental practices all over the world. And if you've been watching what's going on in the world of facial analysis, you're already noticing this trend. We're going to present a whole different way of analyzing the face and the smile today with one of the new rock stars in dentistry, Dr. Kyle Stanley. So you do not want to miss this. So do me a favor, grab a pen and hit the share button. You're going to absolutely love this. Also, we are shooting this live like we always do on Facebook. So as you're watching the broadcast, if you have questions, add them to the feed, and I'll ask Kyle directly while he's on the show, and we'll get the answer from the man himself. Or if you're watching these later on, like a lot of you are, continue to add questions to the feed, and we'll do our best to give you a great answer, because we want always, as always, we want you to get the most out of these when you're watching them. Feel free to share them with your team, too, and your friends. Right now, with all the shares, we're so crazy grateful. We're up over 39,000 followers on Facebook. Over 150,000 of you have visited us on iTunes. I still don't even know how that works, but all I can say is thank you. Now, my guest today, his name is Dr. Kyle Stanley. Now, Kyle, we've had you on before, and you're kind of like, you've been labeled as one of the young guns. You know what I mean? Like, you're an upcoming rock star in dentistry. I know who you are. A lot of people in great CE know who you are. But if somebody's watching this and they don't know who Dr. Kyle Stanley is, give us a little bit of your story.
Okay. So I'm from LA, and I went to USC Dental School. While I was there, I was lucky to have a great mentor, Pascal Manier, who you know everybody knows in dentistry. And Pascal then helped me get into my residency in Brazil. And then I did an implant residency in Brazil. So I then started focusing on surgery and the restorative aspect. So now I do both the surgical side and the restorative aspect. I teach at USC now, I lecture, and I'm doing a few other things with dentistry, like artificial intelligence, and working on some other companies as well. I have a private practice in Beverly Hills too.
Awesome. And so in a lot of these teachings, a lot of what you're doing is really kind of getting us to think a little bit different, you know, just about how all the processes work. You're heavily involved in the digital workflow. We've had Christian on here so many times, and now you guys are teaching this stuff. And today we're going to be talking about facial analysis for the ideal smile. Now, take us on this journey, how it's a little bit different and how you guys are taking a look at this, because it's not the traditional path in facial analysis, right?
Right. Yeah. So over the last few years, people have started to look more at the face. And what it's been is, you know, figuring out where the facial midline is, or making sure that the incisal display is not canted or something like that. But it's been a little cookie cutter. So we're kind of assuming that everybody is parallel and everybody is perpendicular and everybody is symmetrical. And so with our team, and it's called the Oral Facial Club, there's about eight of us, we've all taken our little things that we're really passionate about and put our minds together and started publishing a lot of articles. And now we've gotten together to where we've come up with these ways of doing this. And we think it's a more organic way of treatment planning. We think it's a more natural way of treatment planning and not so cookie cutter.
Right. So give us a little perspective on that, because, you know, you talk about the fluid flow. Like, explain what the fluid flow is.
Yeah,
in
so
the face.
Facial flow is something that came from one of my colleagues in Portugal named Bruno Pereira. And Bruno, who's now in Spain, he has this amazing brain. He analyzed all of the facial aesthetics and psychology articles and all these things. And he started noticing that most people's faces, if they're not kind of straight, they flow to one side. I'm like that, and I can't remember which way I flow. I think I flow this way. Okay, so you can kind of see on my face, I kind of flow that way. And so we did a few articles. We just recently published this article, Eduardo Mann from Chile, who's also in this group, Bruno Pereira from Portugal and Spain, Christian Coachman and myself. We published the Facial Flow article, and it's really Bruno's baby that we kind of helped develop together. And now we're designing the teeth to match the facial flow. And what we've realized is that if you design the teeth not parallel, let's say a patient has a facial flow like me. If you have the midline go against the flow, or if you have the teeth go against the flow, it'll have some visual tension. But if you can match the flow with how we design the face and how we design the cant of the teeth, it just blends with the face. So it's the idea that's been around for a long time, which is perfectly imperfect smiles. But now we kind of know why. We know why we do this. That's one aspect of the Oral Facial Club, is the facial flow.
Yeah. And, you know, you also do kind of a dynamic analysis. Now, somebody who might be watching this might not really understand the digital workflow. Can you give us a little synopsis and how all these pieces fit together and why it's changing dentistry everywhere?
Yeah, the digital workflow has been huge, and especially for everybody in this group. We're trying to digitize the patient as much as possible so you don't have to sit and measure on their actual face and, you know, check bites when they're in the office. We want to basically get them in, try to collect data first. That's kind of the main thing we do. We take videos of them speaking, of them talking. We take photos as well. We take digital scans. We take CT scans. We now do face scans as well, because we're thinking about the whole face. And then we can get together with our teams and treatment plan everything when the patient's at home. And when we're, you know, we don't even have to be in the office. We can be wherever we need to be, and we can be treatment planning these patients with the digital workflow. So it allows us to, like Christian talks about, it allows us to communicate asynchronously. You know, when I have 10 minutes, I can sit down and look at it. If I'm on a plane, or if I'm, you know, in an airport or something like that. If Christian's in Brazil, or if he's in New York, or if he's in Japan, wherever, he can sit down and look at it. We don't have to be in the same room to do this, and the digital workflow allows that.
Yeah, and it's highly accurate. I mean, you can't argue how accurate this is. The other thing that people might be quick to say is, well, you're desensitizing this all, and it's completely the opposite. Like, one of the things that you're taking a look at is the emotional. I've heard Christian mention it. You and I were talking. There's an emotional aspect to smile design that's greatly enhanced with this. Just tell us what that means.
This is where one of our colleagues, Braulio, comes in. Braulio Palucci, who's from Brazil. Mm-hmm. And he has the idea of morphopsychology, and we know that we can design smiles to match the face. Now we have facial flow, we have dynamic analysis, the digital workflow, but how do we add in emotion to that? If someone has a certain personality, do we give them larger centrals, or do we give their laterals a little bit more of a tweak, or do we change it with the value or the shade or the color?
Right.
So those are things that Braulio looks into, and that's another side of the emotion. So we talk about emotional dentistry a lot, and that's more based on the patient. That's getting the patient involved with the treatment, you know, getting the wow effect. But this other side is more on our aspect. This is more on the design part.
Right.
So we may try to change something in the setup to match the patient's emotion.
Yeah, and it's also, too, you could consider this more of a conservative approach, more of a natural approach. You know, when you really talk about doing the right thing, we don't necessarily have to trim down all this healthy tooth structure. Now you can look at alternative ways that truly benefit the patient. And it doesn't mean you're charging any less either. I think a lot of dentists think, well, if you're just going to do a little bit of less dentistry, it doesn't. You're actually providing more value for patients. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, I completely agree. You know, when DSD first came out, it was you put a line here, you put a line here. If anything doesn't match up, you fix it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And we started seeing over-treatment with this. We started seeing, oh, well, if the midline is canted, you have to do 10 veneers. And now we know through Bruno's concept of facial flow, that might actually be good if the midline is canted.
Right.
Because now we have that facial flow. Maybe we don't have to do as much. Maybe we do 2, or we do 3 or 4. Or maybe we do nothing. Maybe we just fix the gingiva. So it allows us to do less treatment, more minimally invasive treatment, because everything doesn't have to be cookie cutter and everything doesn't have to be perfect.
Mm-hmm.
I think so many great things that came out of DSD, one of maybe the negative things that came out of it was the fact that people were over-treating because they had to follow the rules. It had to be parallel, it had to be perpendicular, the proportions had to be exactly right. And that's not how nature is. So when we go back and we look at nature and we zoom out a little bit and we remember that our patients actually have faces and personalities and noses and cheeks and chins and everything, we can see that it doesn't have to be perfect. It just has to be harmonious. You know, you have to have harmony. You don't have to have perfection.
Right. What are some other misconceptions you hear about, Kyle, that, you know, you would say, hey, look, we're learning new things that don't necessarily subscribe to that old theory?
Yes. So one of the things is about a gummy smile.
Okay.
So our colleague Eduardo Mann from Chile, who's part of the Oral Facial Club, we're in the process of publishing an article right now that's proving that actually gummy smiles can be beautiful, youthful, feminine, sexy. It was always thought that if someone shows more than 2 millimeters, oh my gosh, this is terrible. And what we're seeing is like above 4 millimeters or 5 millimeters even, we can still have really nice smiles as long as there's harmony and as long as it fits with the face and fits with the personality. Because over time, our lip ages and our lip lengthens, and we talked about this a little bit last time, and that's what I talk about with the Oral Facial Club, it's the lip. So patients show less gingiva over time. So you can see that a younger patient that shows more gingiva, that's a sign of youth.
Right.
Most patients, when they come to you and complain about a gummy smile, it's usually not the amount of gum, unless it's a skeletal issue. It's usually the lack of harmony. You know, this one's higher than this one, or they show more on this side than this side, and it doesn't really fit with the face. When you look at it, there's something a little off. But if you have good tooth proportions, healthy gingiva, and they show 4 or 5 millimeters, usually it's still a beautiful smile.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now tell us, I know we only get you for a little bit and you're getting in between sessions here and you're getting ready to teach, but now the Oral Facial Club that you put together, you know, this isn't something
Christian put it together,
yeah. But you've got quite the group here. You've got quite the experts that of them specializing. Can you just give us a synopsis of what this is all about? And you guys have the session. You guys actually haven't even scheduled this yet on the DSD website. So it's coming and it'll be up in the next couple of days.
Tell us
about this special club and when it is and what's going to happen during it.
Okay, yeah. So Christian put this club together a few years ago where he started noticing that we need to get some facial experts together to figure out what we need to do to bring dentistry to the face, mm-hmm. or to bring the face to dentistry, either one. And so we've brought in, and I'll just go through the list. So we have Christian, who of course is already a facial expert, myself, and I started looking at faces about 10 years ago in dentistry. And Ben Talley, who's one of my plastic surgery colleagues, who's a world-renowned plastic surgeon, fantastic. Altamiro Flavio, who is from Brazil. Altamiro is one of the most amazing guys in facial analysis too. So he does a lot of fillers and Botox. And what you may think of as traditional fillers and Botox is totally different than what he does.
How so? Tell us. So
little things like someone smiles and let's say this side of the mouth pulls down more. You know, most Botox we think of getting rid of wrinkles, mm-hmm. right? He's gonna put Botox here at the depressor to release this muscle so that the corner of the mouth goes up and is more symmetrical. He's gonna take someone who, you know, has a beautiful face, but maybe the angle of their mandible is a little off and it's causing a lack of harmony. He's gonna add some filler there to make everything look right. It's so natural and so subtle what he does. He's just an artist. So we're lucky to have him. And I learn from him every day. Every time I talk to him, I learn something from him. And then we have Bruno Pereira, who I already talked about, who's from Portugal, but lives in Spain, lives in Marbella and has a beautiful clinic there. And Bruno is just one of the young guys that has just brought facial analysis. And he's one of these guys that he's so passionate about it. He sits and reads the articles and reads the psychology articles and the plastic surgery articles. And him and I really bonded on this because I was doing the same thing. I was like in dental school reading plastic surgery articles, in dental school reading the study of beauty and why we think something is more beautiful than not. And the similarities between different cultures and all this kind of stuff. So Bruno's going to talk about facial flow, which is his main topic. Amazing. And then he'll also do like a literature review on facial analysis. And then we have Eduardo Mann, who I talked about from Chile. He's going to be talking about gummy smiles and also dynamic analysis. So dynamic analysis, we didn't talk about it much, but we try to analyze our patients in a video format. When Christian first started DSD, it was mostly take a picture and hope that is the ideal lip height, that was how the patient smiles. Now we can use videos to analyze cases and to analyze where the lip is going to lay and what the emotion is of the patient. So he'll talk about that. Octavio Sintra, who is a maxillofacial surgeon, orthognathic surgeon from Brazil, and he's doing fantastic stuff. He was trained here in the United States too, because oftentimes, and we talk about this in Seattle Study Club, you know this very well, is that we need to get the team together.
Right.
The restorative doctor doesn't know everything. The surgeon doesn't know everything. The plastic surgeon doesn't know everything. None of us know everything. When we get the whole team together, we can get the best treatment. And with Octavio on our team, what this does is it allows us to bring in an orthognathic surgeon. So like I said, if a patient has a gummy smile and it's from a skeletal problem, we can't fix that with veneers, we can't fix that with crown lengthening. We need to move the jaw, actually. Mm-hmm. So orthognathic surgeons know how to do this because they look at the face like a puzzle piece. If this is wrong, we impact it. We pull it forward, we put it back. The jaw's too far forward, we bring it back. And they can do all this stuff. It's crazy, the stuff that they do, but it's life-changing what they do.
Yeah, now if I want to be a part... Oh, go ahead.
And last is Barulio. So Barulio Papucci, okay. Who, like we talked about, does the morphopsychology and the emotion with shapes and design.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing to watch you guys work because there are so many things you present. I'm like, I've never thought of it like that. My brain hurts, but it's a good hurt. Do you know what I mean? It's so far out there, but it makes sense in so many different ways. Now, if I'm a young dentist watching this, Kyle, tell me, what is this? What's the format? When, how many days is this? Where is it at?
So it's in Miami and it's going to be June 14th and 15th.
Okay.
And it's going to be separated into 2 days. The first day will be me, Christian, Bentale, and Altamiro Flavio. The second day will be Bruno, Eduardo Mann, Octavio, and Braulio. So first day is like introduction and looking at faces, lips, and facial harmonization. Second is literature review, gummy smile, emotion, and orthognathic surgery. And what's going to be interesting about this course is we already have a lot of interest from the people we've told. It's going to be plastic surgeons. It's going to be orthognathic surgeons. It's going to be restorative doctors, periodontists. It's just going to be everybody, even outside of dentistry, anybody who's involved with the face is going to be able to contribute and learn something from here.
Yeah, and what I know about you guys that I love so much, and I'm just going to say this, is this isn't a class where you're going to sit and watch a whole bunch of PowerPoints. Like, you guys are actually up there doing it on live people. You're right. Watching the images happen in real time on real patients.
Yeah.
And it's one of those things you're like, oh my gosh, that's like a real, this is like really happening, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be fun. You know, we're probably going to have, like you said, some live surgeries. And we may even do some mock-ups or bring people up from the crowd and analyze their face. We may analyze some of the speakers' faces as well. Everybody learns. You know, every time when I started doing this, I started looking at myself differently. Mm-hmm. I started looking at my wife differently, my dad, everyone's face that you see. It's nice to know why you like something. You know, I looked at my face. I immediately, when I saw my wife in person, thought she was beautiful. But now I kind of know why. Mm-hmm. And it's interesting to know that. And the psychology behind it too, which is so interesting.
That is awesome. Now, we don't even have a link for this yet, but we will put one once Christian puts it up on the DSD site. So we're just going to ask you guys, check out the DSD site in what, maybe the next 24 to 48 hours, we'll have something up there.
Yeah, we should have something up there. I would say in the next week, we'll probably have something.
Okay. Yeah. Sounds good. Kyle, I know you have to run, buddy. I am always grateful for even 20 to 30 minutes we get with you and get us to think a little bit differently. If people want more information from you, where can we find more about you?
Yeah, so I'm on Instagram. It's just Dr. Kyle Stanley, Dr. Kyle Stanley. And I post a lot of cases on there, planning, digital workflow, all that kind of stuff. So that's probably the best place to find me. I also have a website for anyone who's interested in the speaking aspect, which is just drkylestanley.com. As you know, I speak all around the world, and I love doing that. It's one of my great passions besides clinical dentistry.
Absolutely. If you have a study club, you're like, this is one of your guys. And you're going to see a lot more from this guy for many, many years to come. So, Kyle, thank you so much for being on. Stick around while we say goodbye to everybody else. But thank you guys for watching the Best Practices Show. If you enjoyed today, which I know you did, just do us a huge favor. Hit the share button. Sign up for the course in Miami. I'm telling you, you're going to love it. Not only are you going to learn a lot, but these guys are super fun to hang around with. So it's like never boring 1 minute with you guys. So that's one thing I can absolutely guarantee. So keep sending us suggestions for shows that you want to see with Kyle or the rest of the DSD team. We're going to have Kyle back a ton of times on different topics. Throw some challenging subjects at us and we'll get them back on. We'll ask the experts themselves. So until we see you next time, keep watching the Best Practices Show. You guys enjoy the rest of your day.
See you later, everybody.